I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The veterans you know, the rookies you're learning, the players you'll forget by September. It's time for another Green and Gold Training Camp Update. Brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center of Green Bay. This is the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and Mike Clemens joins us now live from Packers camp in Green Bay. Mike, how are you this evening, my friend?
I'm good. Hey, you guys remember we had Gray Rugemer when he was a guard for the Packers on the station once a week.
He was on the morning drive with Chuck Arbenian and myself back in the day, yep.
And he was great on the radio, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, absolutely.
So did you see that he's back with the Packers? He's the
replaces Rob Davis, right?
Yeah. Rob had had that job for about 9 or 10 years after he retired as the long snapper. He'd at 15 years as a long snapper in the NFL, the last 10 or so with Green Bay. And, you know, that's the guy that welcomes in the rookies and gets them an apartment and shows them how to handle their money and that kind of stuff. And so I heard that Rob took another job, but you got Gray Rugemer back in Green Bay. And I know he loved living here when he was a player. Later, he went to go play for the Giants, and he won that ring when they beat the 18-0 Patriots, and I got to see him at that Super Bowl.
I heard Rob got out of football altogether. Is that right? I heard Rob Davis got out of football altogether.
Yeah. And I'm kind of tracking down exactly what happened there because I don't know if he's blamed for some of the off-field incidents that happened with some of the players or they thought they needed a new voice or he just thought, you know, the other thing is that if you're in that job, any of these jobs, you're at practice every day, all day long. And if he got something that's more 9-to-5 in an office, you know, God bless him for that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we've seen going on at training camp here. Let's first start with the cornerbacks. I see Kevin King did not practice today.
No, isn't this weird now? You know, the Packers, the first four picks in this year's draft were all for defense, right? Defense.
Right.
Now three of those four guys are injured right now. Kevin King just showed up today at practice, but no pads on, just an observer. Some kind of a shoulder injury. Don't know how bad it is. Didn't see him in the locker room afterwards. Wasn't like he was really, you know, favoring it or whatever. Hope he's back in a couple of days. Don't know how severe it is. But, yeah, between him, Montrevious Adams now having surgery on the foot, Vince Beagle, he's running around the field, but maybe he's another week or two away before he can put on a helmet and pads. Pretty weird that these guys that they wanted to come and help and develop right away are the first guys injured. Let me tell you about injuries, though. I've talked about offensive line a lot. Jari Evans, he's in there competing, 33 years old. And I just saw that over in the Lions training camp, they had their first practice and pads today. But no T.J. Lang, he's recovering from hip surgery. So maybe Ted made the right decision on that one after all.
And they knew that, didn't they, when they made the decision not to sign T.J. Lang, that he was going to need hip surgery? Because I remember him saying as last year winded down that he was going to need off-season hip surgery.
Absolutely. We never get to know what the MRIs look like, but, you know, the medical staff for the Green Bay Packers, they're constantly telling Ted, predicting this guy's got another year or two, or he's going to need this, or he's going to need that. And a lot of those decisions made with those second, or particularly if there's ever a chance for a third contract, are made because of that medical history.
So who's running with the ones at cornerback with Kevin King down? Is Gunter back in there?
No. He had a really bad first day at practice, and they'll look at anybody else right now. And he's actually looking bad with the third string, with some of those speedy receivers they've got, you know, like Malachi Dupree and this Max McCaffrey kid, number 13, short but fast and good hands. I mean, Gunter's really having a bad camp so far. I don't get it. Quinton Rollins is getting some more snaps now. You got Devon House and Quinton Rollins that will fill in there. I haven't seen Demarius Randall get that many snaps at corner. Usually when he gets in there, he's playing at nickel. And the other thing is that they are so much – Mike McCarthy said today, Sparky, that he said 80% of the time, they have and they will be a sub-package team. So when you're talking about moving Morgan Burnett up, and you're talking about Kentrell Bryce ascending now as a guy who's on at safety on the field back there next to Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, and making play changes or calling out shifts and that type of thing. These guys have got at least five or six defensive backs on the field 80% of the time during the games.
Right. So the base defense really isn't even a thing at this point because you are in nickel most of the time, I would have to assume. And having said that, you know, these rookies keep going down. I mean, you lost Adams. Now King gets hurt as well. I think if you start talking about all of these different rookies in this class, I think Josh Jones has the chance to make the biggest impact, Mike.
He really does, and they line him up at safety, and they line him up, you know, as another linebacker. But wherever they put him, man, he is fast. He reacts to the football. He's already figured out the plays. He made a huge move, and it paid off on Brett Hundley, who was thrown out to a guy to the flats. I mean, and he's cocky too, not overly cocky, but he said, "Yeah," he says, "I figured out what the play was, and Brett threw it to me." You know. I mean, he's fun to watch. He's by far having the best camp and flash, and he just keeps on improving from helmets and shorts and now 2 or 3 days now shoulder pads. You know, Josh Jones is a force to be reckoned with. He's the fourth of those four defensive guys they took at the start of the draft. He's the only one standing right now so far, knock on wood, when it comes to injury. But that guy, I mean, that at 6'2", he could be a game changer as a rookie.
What about Montrevious Adams? With him out, who now has the opportunity to step up and fill the void?
Well, I think Ricky Jean-Francois, the veteran, is taking some more snaps. They'll put Kenny Clark, and not always just right on the center. You know, they'll put him like a three technique over a guard, and then they'll angle him, you know, like a 45-degree angle, so he'll put pressure on, like that A-gap between, let's say, a right guard and the center.
Right.
But, you know, Ricky Jean is moving in, and I talked to him today, and I said, because I think he came here thinking he's going to be another defensive end to counter Mike Daniels and, you know, help out with the pass rush. But he says, hey, I'm open to anything they want. They got me playing all over the field. I think they'll put him in there. The other one, though, is Dean Lowry. I mean, second-year kid, 6'6". He is really strong. I think he looks pretty good in some of the one-on-ones and on the field as well. And I see Dom repping him a lot. And, you know, this is that part of the year, too, where Dom will rep a lot more second- and third-string guys to get them ready, to get all the reps that they can. And then he'll get the first team ready for Seattle and Atlanta. But then when guys start going down in November, those rookies or second-year players, they remember those reps that they had back in training camp, and that's what they'll call on if they're called into duty later in the season.
What about Brett Hundley? How has he looked at this point? Has he looked any better than he did last year?
No.
That's wonderful. All right, good talk. Let's move on. I don't need to hear anymore.
Thanks, Mike.
Let me tell you this. Overall, as a package, Brett Hundley is the best backup quarterback in Green Bay since Matt Hasselbeck. He's got a stronger arm than Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn won some terrific football games, especially the one in Dallas against the Cowboys. But Brett Hundley's got everything else. He's sharp. He's a leader. He's fun to watch. And I just don't get where he's missing on some of his accuracy. And he was hot, you know, 2 years ago in his rookie camp, and I thought during the preseason he was out there with third stringers and other guys to compete with. But right now, there's some balls that he misses that just leaves my head scratching. So we talked to McCarthy about that. We addressed it. And there's a little thing that McCarthy does when you know you've touched on a nerve. Like when I talked about inside linebackers, he repeats and he goes, yeah, inside linebackers, you know, if everything's fine, he just gives you an answer. But if you touch on a nerve, he repeats the question. The other one he touched the nerve on today was, yeah, backup quarterbacks. And he went into like a 90-second dissertation of it, and at the end of it, he basically said, these guys have to get the ball out of their hands quicker. So, you know, they're still installing the playbook. I know that. But I'm telling you, Brett Hundley's accuracy, you know, we'll see if he's given some better receivers, gets to run with the ones and the twos in a family night, in a preseason game, maybe we'll get to see his game. Because I still think, you know, he's definitely a backup quarterback, and possibly a starter for some other team in the NFL.
That's Mike Clemens. Much more from Packers training camp at 105.7FMTheFan.com on our Facebook page. And you follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. And Mike will be checking in again on Thursday, my friend. Thank you very much.
Talk to you then, boys.
Mike Clemens joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.